holding a Chazan of Beis,
so,
and the Rashi, Rabbi Yirmiya Omar. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, we have a kasha from our Mishnah to against the Mishnah of the Braisa over there, Masechta Bava Metzia. Loy Masdis and kasha, the Braisa kasha, we can answer both of them with the same answer. The Cholhani, the Minan, Yaksha, the Zman Meruba, that those Mishnayas that were there, which are not differentiating between immediately and the Zman Meruba, could go into Kamri Edim, Hachasuman Boy, that the Edim, which are signed in the get, this man who's requesting the get, or this woman's requesting the get, these are the only two people that we've ever signed on for such, you see our signatures, we have to assume that this is the only get. The only issue is it's the man or the woman, and that's the Mishnah over there, the man versus the woman. Okokay, that Ravashi says, so he's giving us a siman muvik on the that this is the get, so we're going to be choshev for a different get. Again, the only question is the man or the woman. That's considered siman muvik. It's so specific, that's a valid edus. But it would be just saying that there's a nekev. That's questionable. Mustafa simanim the rice of the rabbanon. How the min of elam etzias shemachzirim aveda besimanim. So we can return the aveda based on simanim. We boil on hosam. The more it clears the shell, is it the rice of the rabbanon? I mean, the rice. Do you need edim with three asayin? The chamer came along and said that. That's going to be very difficult, and therefore, even though theoretically the real owner might lose in some scenarios, but the vast majority of people would be agreeable to this, because he knows when there will be other scenarios where the only way I'll ever get it back is through simonim, so it's worth it maybe to lose one time to gain many other times.
Yeah, well, nobody really wins, right, if you don't allow for simonim, because the person who found it, he has to just watch it, right?
Right. So that's the problem. But the owner never doesn't get it back because he can't prove that it's his.
Right. But I'm saying it's not like there's another side that sort of, you know, gains. Like It's just a loss for everybody.
Correct. Right. So say, but now, so the more says that the tzad that Chazal Rabbi Sak and Simonim is, we assume that the people are the losers are agreeable to use Simonim, recognizing that there's going to be a scenario where maybe it won't be perfect, but because in the vast majority of cases it's worth it. Or do you say Simonim is the right? That's the more suffix over there. So this Gemara says over here, the Rashi Nami Misafkale, the Gemara does not come to a final resolution on that Shiloh. So Rashi is in the same self. If it's going to be, that's by Aveda. So the Maisa, we use Simonim, either the Rice or the Rabbanim. But over here, we're dealing with Eshes Ish. Lotzimkina Simonim Ba'alma, we can't use Simonim because Dilma Simonim the Rabbanim. Maybe because Simonim are not the Raisa. So by Mammon, the Chum can step in and override the Torah as a word, the Hefker Bezin, Hoya Hefker, because Hefker Bezin. At the time of the Dekat, the Hossam of Arish, the more explains why they felt comfortable making the Dekat. I will Mishra Yisura, Le Motzer Abonin, Laker Dabar Min HaTara. Okay.
I understand why to distinguish, but technically, you know, don't you have Al-Das Moshe, so the Chum could be to Kimafkiya, the Kedushin?
Technically,
I
They're going to have a compelling need to do that.
And what's the source again for the Hefker Beis Din Hefker?
The source Hefker Beis Din Hefker is Gemara in Taflam et Zayin. Gemara brings two sources for it. Either brings a pasuk in Ezra, the Beis Din made a hachraza that whoever doesn't come back there to Israel, Yochram Kol Rechusha, all of his property will be taken away from them. Or the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshua. It talks about Avos. And it talks about Bezdin together, so we say that the Bezdin is like Ovis, just like a father has a kach of being manchel to the children, so the Bezdin has a kach of being manchel. The Rashi is Rashi Hashvatim. Why are we calling them, referring to them as Abbas? My name is Rashi Metzal Abbas, Rokhamar Abbas, Machilan Espinayim, Konshi Yitzhak, Rashi Machilan Ha'am, Kamashi Yitzhak. Lama Vava on base. Okay. I get one free blot, right? Like you asked the one thing I know him is about this kittens. That was good. Okay. I still got it wrong. Okay. V'hai d'loy omar k'savar sevanim d'rabbanon. So why the Marek didn't say he's not masupik? He also wanted the rabbanon. You'll get the same result over here. Shem d'hasim iboyalon. M'hachaloy motzin on the mifshet. D'ho inami mesafkalei k'asur misoyka. So the point over there is the Suffolk, and Ravashi's decision over here to rely Dafka Nek of Betzadai's Plonius doesn't prove that child over there, because the more would be Doicha, it could be his Masupik. So that's why the more figures, we'll just put it in the front over here to prevent that conversation.
What?
So the more says a story with Rabbi Rechana Irchi. Ravashi says that you have to have a simon muvik to return the get. You can't return the get by the regular simon. So I can understand Ravashi one of two ways. Either because he holds simonim as drabonim, or because he's masupik, whether simonim or drabonim or deraisa. Either way, you'll get the same result. So Mursa started Rabbi Rechana Irchis like Gita, Rashi Shliach Hoyam. It wasn't his own personal get, he was a Shliach. And they gave it back to him based on simanim or tviyasayim. Simanim isli begave, tviyasayim isli begave. Simanim bo isu. The tziyayim l'chul, if you want me to give you a simon, isli begave simon, I have a simon. Mi tviyasayim bo isu l'haduri. Now, if you want to give it back to tviyasayim, isli tviyasayim eno begave. It's not the any boy. I looked at it. Shani makiro yafu, to the point that I recognize it well. Below shum simon, without the need for a simon. It's interesting in our minds the idea of tsayin, which is more in b'matzia limits to dafka to it's a tamachachem or a shum rabbanon. In some sense, seems to be a weaker concept than the concept of a simon. Simon is compelling, tviyasayin, you recognize it. But the more in chulin, the more in the Gidonosh and Dapsadiye, the more it comes, says that the tviyasayin betzim is better than simon. If we ain't walking the bezin, listen, we don't recognize the guy, but we have simonim, this is the person. It's not a good edus. Edus is that we recognize the person. It's edus means bedafka. That there's a general impact that a person says that they know for sure. The general impact that the person has by gets used to recognizing something, it carries more weight than a simon. So Rashi Loshen is if you bedafka want to give it to me with tefiyas simon, you don't want to give it to me with the simon. So, like he's saying, if you want to give me dafka with the simon, I have a simon. You want to give me dafka with tefiyas simon, I have tefiyas simon. So why would that be? Because they say we don't want a simon. Simon is not the raisa, but tefiyas simon is the raisa. So, and to the point where I can recognize it without a simon. I don't need a simon to recognize it anymore. So recognizing through a simon is a weakness, not a mile. That's the point I'm saying. Simonim deraisa. So he wasn't sure, is because they hold simonim deraisa. So nosen boy simon movik ella simona ba'alma. The scenario being that he gave a more basic type of a simon. I mean, asmuchu a simona beisuri. If you're relying on simonim when it comes to dinim of ifik, sorry, simonim laduri aveta deraisa. You'll have to hold someone as the raisu. Mivachein tasel esim lo soy. Could mean a beilam mitzias. Learns it out from the pasuk. Do you say no? Simonim is not the raisu. And after it's a din of tviyas ayin. And by tzur rabbanon the other tviyas eino below mishani b'dibure. So we trust him that he has a good nature, tendency to like notice all the details and pick up a certain presence of understanding of the item, and he wouldn't be Mishana B'dibure if he wasn't 100% convinced that this is what he saw. Tosis points out over here, this is Tosis a few places in Shas, that if you hold Simonim is Derabonon, means in the rice, you return with Edom. So, but halacha lemaisa, we need simonim. So, that zavar sheish b'simon yechayv lahachris em b'simon sreli shalo. Well, it becomes on the rice level, no difference in yesh b'simon em b'simon. You should either you have Edom, you have to return both, or you don't have Edom, you're not going to return either. So it says the point is that the simon is the vehicle to find the Edom. The Oved wants to find Edom. He says, has anybody seen my blue jacket with the tear in it? Did anybody remember my blue jacket? Like, yeah, your blue jacket. Like, you know, so, like, you know, well, yeah, it's a jacket. You know, like, it's much easier to find Edom with Simonim. So Tosis over here says. Tuturutzim, which Tosis doesn't do in other places. Tosis ever says either through the Simon you get the Edom are able to get a Tvias Ayin. Or because that's how the person who lost it is able to find Edom. The Tosfos usually gives that second teretz. The first teretz is through the simon. The Edom or makar b'tiyasayin is an interesting lashon because we were explaining before that they're not really the same. Okay. Tana Rabbanan is not the Gemara. Back in the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that you return it to the altar. Once it's not the altar anymore, you don't return it. So the Mishnah says, "Tarabon Ezel Shlo Laalter." What is called not laalter that you can't return it anymore? And also, remember, Sheshua Kadesh Taber Shiyora Betishra. There's enough time for a new Shiyora people to come and to settle in. So, Rishim ben Elazar Omer Kadeshi Hey Adam Omed Beroya Shal Over Shom Adam Vishamim Shaloy Shah Adam Shom. So, it's not a set time. It's talking about that you have an Edus He said, I've been here for a while and nobody else has been here. So that's called the altar. The person says, well, you know, I left already, so maybe somebody came afterwards. We have two versions. As long as one is just even somebody just walked by. One is it's only problem if somebody sort of like settled in over there. Okay. Rabbi Amar Kedei Litov Esaget. The time it takes to write a get, that's called that. Till that time, it's called out there, and afterwards, not. Fine. Now,
how are these? I mean, is there some logical connection to the amount of time, or is this just like, I don't know, they had to come up with something?
Raji says, like, they just came up with something. Funny, Raji. Nothing more to him. I feel a shaw of Ishra Simonim made in a love. But even if there was a time lapse, if he gives a simon, so he gets it back. But the Amri neck of Yeshua Besado is Plonis. So, Simon Mubik, that would be sufficient to get it back even after the Lalter. Rashi, because he shit there was a get.
What? Sure of Olmanos, okay.
Yeah. But the simanim on the get, they're just the general appearance of the get. The amri orach v'kutz, it's a long get or it's a short get, so that doesn't prove anything. Okay, matzo kosher v'kis baraniku b'tabas, if he found it, the get attached to an item, so a kiss and arnica are both pouches, a smaller one, a larger one, or tabas. But Shimatsol ben Kalov, he found it in his house, he lost it and he found it in his own home amongst his items. Feels on Marubas kosher, so if he can prove that he owns these items, so we assume that it's his, or if it's found in his house, we assume that it's his. Itmar. So, going back to the first part of the Braisa, so we have Reb Nosson, and we have Rishon ben Elazar, and then we have three other opinions. That Rabbi says Litzav is a get. Rishon says Likrosa, and Acharim Armin get Likrosa Likrosa. So we have five and a half opinions. Rabbi Shimon Elazar either says that somebody just stand there that nobody passed by or nobody settled in, but the basic concept they needed an aedis that nobody else has been there. So we're going like Rabbi Shimon Elazar that you need an aedis that nobody else has been there, but he's masking, but that doesn't mean that somebody passed by. It means that somebody settled in over there. So then when you're chosen, maybe he dropped it. So Rav Shimon Elazar says that Shlo Over Sham Adam, the Ziyeh Sharman, which says Shlo Shah Adam Sham. So let Shmuel say the loch is like the Yeshamrim. Let Rabbi Chana say the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon ben Elazar. So Mor says, but there's the problem is there are some versions of the Brisa which switch the two opinions. So saying I pass like Shimon ben Elazar or like Yeshamrim would be confusing. I don't know which what version you had of the Machlokes. Okay. So you found it in these containers. So so then you can return it based on the containers. In my kiras kosher. Versus my chafisa. A rabbi barbarachana chemis kitana. It's a small type of a flask made out of leather. My deluskama talika desabi. So that's a, like a larger type of leather, also made out of leather that they would use. No exact English translation. Tegrashi. Kishatavar shiora b'tishra. Shir shetucha lavar shiora sham b'lachanois. There's enough time for a shiora to pass through the area and to settle in. Kishi adam. Klemmer, ain't a dover tali b'shir. It's not depending on a certain amount of time. The Kisera was that we have a person standing there. So la'alta means that there's been the situation, there happened to have been somebody there who's saw the shliach go by. Nobody else has passed by, and then he's been staying there for the last hour. Nobody else passed by, and then they find the get. So we know it's from the shliach. Otherwise, not. Okay, shliach was the get. So then we have the last three opinions. Rabbi says lichter was the get. So I should shear ba'alma nosnu boy. Chazal gave a shear of la'alter. They said, you know, we have to give some type of a time frame. So we gave that. That's the time frame that we gave. The price is white. I feel simon muvhakim. But even if there's been a time lapse, if they have a simon muvhak, it works. We don't know simonim elu lachshirai. We can use these simonim to make sure that the shliach can use this get. But let's have simonim a gufay shall get. You get an orach or gutz if it's long or short. Shein elu klum. That's not valid. Sheish keila harbe, because there are many gittin which some are long and some are short. So kosher b'kisa b'arnaki u'makar is a kisa b'arnaki, and he recognizes those items, so we can, the get is kosher. If the shliach found it. So the shliach finds it, he doesn't recognize the get, but he recognizes the kis or the arnaki or the tabas, so he's allowed to take, he's allowed to assume that the get is his get. So that's a valid way. So either he's, if somebody else found it, so he would have to, he can get his kids and anarchy back through simonim, but that'll be shalom to some of the rest of one of the rabbanon. So if he holds one of the rabbanon, he couldn't be makshar to get based on that. He'd have to have ate him. Okay. Ben Caleb basically found it in his own home. So he has right to assume that that's the one that, even though he has a large amount of foot traffic through his house, he has right to assume that's his. So the Mor says, Lema Rabbi Yehuda halacha kiyashamrim, that you need Shah Adam Sham. Lema Rabbi halacha kiyashimin, who says it's just even it's over Adam Sham. Lama chazul lahaskira is a devarim lefarshan. Why do they have to speak out the opinions? Because Mishalim Mishum Da Abkalu East Tanoi, there's another version of the Braisa, the Mafki, that it switches around the Reb Shimon Liyesharman, Yesharman the Reb Shimon. Hechalim Loi Hiskiru Al Shema Chachamim Lo Havi Yadi Ahai Yishalishni Kaimu. If you just said you hold like the opinion of so and so, we're not sure which version of so and so opinion you have. The chemis is Bilzula Balaz, Pishal Or, Tlika is a Taska Balaz. Taska means a pouch. So, a chemis usually means a flask. Okay. But I guess you can stick a get inside the side of it. Why not? Okay. Zak the Mishnah. Hamevi get. Ubehinicho Zak and Ocherlo. The Baal who sent it. Was elderly or he was not well. So noisin lo becheskes shuhukayim. So we have a din that the chazaka says that the husband is still alive and he can give her the get and has din of a get based on the chazaka, the husband is still alive. So the Mishnah Basi Shal and the Sula Kayan, Wahalak Balam Dinisayam, Achelis Betruma Bechesis Shu Kayim. She's only allowed to eat because of her husband. And maybe her husband died. She's allowed to eat based on a Chazaka. Shalach Chatosim Medinisayam. So somebody sends his carbon chatos to a Shliach. So maybe it's a chatash shemesabalah, which the law is that the animal has to die. You can't be makir as a korban. So how do we know that the owner is still alive? Because Zaka says he's still alive.
I mean, with the woman to get, I mean, if she wants to remarry, why don't we require that she is bodeh to, you know, to try to, you know, figure out the mitzias?
Well, it wouldn't make a difference, really. Either it's not that it would make a difference. Either he's dead or he's she's grusha.
So those question yibum.
Right. But in the case of yibum, right, so if it's absolute mevarina, but it's not absolute, you're like relying on chazaka. Chazaka works.
Right, but, you know, I guess my question, what happened? It seems that you might be able to move on. I guess there's limitations to the chiv to move on. What expenses and effort you need to go through?
Right. So in German, the lashon which is used in the Taz talks about. He says, "Eshel ruri bekal" is the lashon that uses over there. So it doesn't sound like you're chiv to do some extraordinary measures. Okay, let's see Rashi. No, it's not a chesed shukayim. Melachashin and Shem and Meis. Ubota shichusai. Maybe the Baal who sent them died, and now the shlichus is no longer valid. Midrais and Nafkalon Machal Shechtin, the Hemet Dabal Cheskasai. And more than enough from a posik that Chazaka works. Right. A given I saw. We chashin Hashem Meisa Baldeh. We remark of the korban chatas, and we don't think chashin. Maybe the owner died. But the Misa also in the law says the chatas Hashem Meisa Baldeh. The animal has to die. It's not brought as a korban. So you might be being over the iser of bringing a korban in the Meisa Mikdash, which is not a valid korban, eating the meat of an animal which is supposed to be to die and not be eaten. We're not worried about that. And we can use the chazaka to say that this is a valid korban, etc. So to Gemara, Amar Rava. So in the case of hinichai zaken, eloi shana el zaken shul hagia ligvurais. He hasn't reached the age of 80. So then we say the chazaka works. But if he's reached an age of 80, So Rava says then the chances of possibility of him dying are much more significant, and we can't rely on chazaka. V'charlo, also, it's only if it's a charlo, sh'rov charlim l'chaim. Most people which are ill recover. Abazakin shegil gvurois, he's reached the age of 80 already. Or if a guy says, sh'rov gosim l'misa, most people which are gosim die. See, he left the Baal, when he was sent by the Baal, last time he saw the Baal was a gosis. Lo, you cannot give the get based on the assumption the husband's alive, because probably the husband is, or at least it's a good possibility the husband is dead. Okay. Esrei Abaya. Abaya asked the question on Rava. He may be get, but he nicho zokin. We have a brayso which says the person brings a get. He left the husband's, last time he saw the husband, when he took leave of the husband was very elderly. I feel a ben meya, shana, noisin l'mechaz eshukayim. So the brayso says explicitly, even though the husband is quite elderly, he's 100 years old, the chazaka says the husband is alive. Tiyupta, Zemur says, this is a Tiyupta and Rabba's din. Rabba's din is not true. Biboy Seima. Kevin the Iflig, that there's a concept that that around the age of 80, most people will die already. There's some people who make it through. Once they hit 100, you know, they're on. Okay. Ramile Abaya la Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba a question. We have a stira. We have Hamebi get v'nichu zaken ocher la noisel abeches eshukayim. We have our Mishnah. The chazaka allows us to assume that the husband is alive. But Raminu, I'll ask you a stira. Hareza gitech shachas kada misasei asur lechel b'tshuma miyad. So the luck is, if he gives a get, it should take effect 1 hour before. 1 hour before he dies. If she's an ace's card, she can't eat chum anymore. Because it's possible an hour from now the husband will die. And therefore, retroactively, she was not allowed to eat chuma. And she can't eat chuma based on the chazaka. So Mora says, the more his first attempt to answer the question, the rabbi says, Amalei, Shuma Agitin Kurabisa, you're asking a stira from Shuma to get. Shuma, after she has another solution, she can rely on Chulin. The get leyefsher, the get is whatever issue that the get is trying to address, let's say Yibum, being macher and being choshish, and maybe the husband died, is leaving her with no solution. Okay, so there could be, he's possibly saying, that we understand there's a din of chazaka, but it's appropriate to be machmer. It's only appropriate to be machmer if you're leaving the person with a solution. But leaving the person with no solution, we're not machmer. So that's the answer to the two mishnayos. So the moro, okay. Varami truma truma. So then I'll, if that's your answer, I'll ask you a steer in truma. So we have our mission, which says that she has a chazaka, the husband's still alive, and she can continue eating truma. Tanan, Basil, Hanis, and Sula Kayan. While Balab did say, Yam, Okel, Shuma, Bechasa Shukayim. So our Mishnah says that we can assume that the husband's still alive. That's one. Ramino. So forget about the get versus the get case. Our mission discusses cases of truma, and it says that chazaka works, and then we say chazaka doesn't work. Okay. So Omer Rav Ada Bereid Rav Yitzchok. So Rav Ada Rav Yitzchok says Shani Hossam She also love Sha'achas Kadami Sosa. So the Isser is not totally in the moment of Miso. The Isser is an hour beforehand. So right now Rav Ada Bereid Rav Yitzchok holds that if the issue is Misa, so we have Chazaka tells us there's no Misa, but over here the issue is not Misa, even Mechayim she's also. So Rapapa says back to that Maskal Rapapa, I mean, my, the Ihu, my inspiration, the Me'i, my inspiration. If it will be Vada, the husband always die first, and she's Vada going to become Usher at some point, because the husband is going to die first. The question is, when is that point? So I understand, you can argue that the Isser Mechayim is different than the case of the over here. But that's all talking about that it's Vada going to come, that she's going to become Usher. That's all assuming that the husband dies first. But if she predeceases the husband, so she never became Usher. So it's not even a Vada Isser, so then why should that be more chomer than the case of the tolling and the Misa of the husbands? Elam Rabbaya Lukash Shahar Remeir Lukash Lemiso Har Bihuda Lukash Lemiso. So this Chashash that we're asking, the possibility maybe there's going to be Misa, so that's what Chalukas Tanoim. So that's how you answer it. Where do you see such a Chalukas Tanoim? So the Chalukas is actually not regards to Misa. Because the Tanah the Kach Yayin Mibena Kusim, I'm a Shani Lugan Shani Yotz LaHafrish Rehin Shuma, Asar Ma'aserishin Tisha Ma'aser Shani Umeichel B'Shas Miyad Dibur Meir. See, we're going to allow him to eat, to drink now, relying on that he'll be Ma'afrish Shuma, the Shumas and Ma'asers after Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, because we're worried about the possibility something might happen to the barrel, and it'll never come to off Russia. So the mayor says, right now it exists. We're not mechiv the chayshir that maybe something's going to happen to it. Rabbi Yehuda says, we are chayshir that something's going to happen to it. So applying that to Misa, Rabbi Meir says, we're not mechiv the chayshir that maybe he's going to die. Rabbi Yehuda says, you are chayshir that maybe somebody is going to die. So the tear in the two brises is whether you're chayshir, whether he's going to die or not. One's a mayor says you're not kosher. One of the Yehuda says you are kosher. Rabbi Omar, Shem Meis Lo Chashinan, Shem Yom Is Chashinan. So the answer is that they're totally different cases. The case of over here, the concern is maybe the husband has already died. So the Chazaka says that he's alive. Over there, the get was to take effect 1 hour before the husband dies. So a person standing right now and saying, well, maybe an hour from now he will die. and therefore I can't eat now. So Chazaka says, no, he won't die in the future. You can't say such a statement. Chazaka says he didn't die. That's the power of Chazaka. The concern was there a change? There wasn't a change. Chazaka doesn't tell me there won't be a change. So over here, she can't eat because maybe there will be a change in the next hour. And by then retroactively, she can't eat now. So whenever it's dealing with the future, Chazaka has no power over the future, and therefore you have to be Chashin. So let's just finish up the moral of the Rashi. Samalei Rav Ada Bar Masta, the Rav, V'honoid, the Hashem Yamosu, Upligi. The case of the Noid is you're making your arrangements for Shumas and Meisters now, to take effect now, relying that on Motzi Shabbos, the Noid will still be around, you'll be able to be Mafrish. But Chazaka doesn't tell you that it will be around Motzi Shabbos. And still we have Ramirez saying it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda may discard the Shani Noid, the Epsher, the Mosul, and the Shomer. There's some level of protection which you can give it. Whereas Misa, you can't do that. The Mosul, Rasharshir, Arbetzorach, the Mosul says, well, Mehechatesi, that the Shomer will be reliable, or that he'll live. Yeah. So Rabbi says, you're right. Shema Meis Lo Chashinin. That's Chazak. Everybody agrees to that. Shema Yomus is a Macholikus. So that. But the answer of the theory is that the son of this price holds that Shema Yomus Yar Chashinin. But I'm asking, there is a time which says Shema Yomus Lo Chashinin. And that's the mayor who says, you're not Chosh Shema Yibok HaHanoit.